expecting a Talking Mets podcast, right? That's what you're expecting. Well, I don't have that for you today, but I do have a pretty big announcement. Big news for the Talking Mets fans, and I had teased this a little bit on the last program, and I wanted to put it out there so that you know what's going on, as it may take a couple of days for us to get transitioned and get back out there. But we have partnered with Minute Media, and you're probably saying, why do I care? Oh my God, what's this going to do? Just sit back and listen. Give me a couple of minutes here. This is going to be a very short and to the point. You want to call it a podcast, you want to call it a program. To me, it's an announcement. But if you go to Minute Media, minutemedia.com, there is a ton of brands they are associated with. They're all about storytelling, powerful storytelling, communication media, all the things that this show is about. The Players Tribune, The Big Lead, Fansided. I'm sure you're familiar with Fansided. So this is going to be good, as they have the resources and the ability to do a couple of things for us here. Great partner. Advertising and awareness of the show. Now, advertising is always, I know, a dirty word. Mike, you're independent, you're selling out, the show's going to change. I know that advertising makes you upset. We saw that with the whole Manscaped campaign back in the spring. Some loved it, some hate it, some bought it, some people said don't ever do that again. But what I do promise, and I promise you this, whatever we gain from advertising is not going to change the show. It's not going to change the content, our ability to be honest, our ability to take the hard-hitting approaches that we've done all along. That's what the show's all about. If that goes away, none of the other stuff matters. I do believe, and you all know this, there is a cost associated with putting a program up like this. Not a lot. We're very much a grassroots type of situation here. But whatever we do get from this advertising, what my commitment is to pump it back in to making it a better product here. Whatever that requires as it goes along, we'll see. But we do want to be able to go out there and provide you better and better content and quality over the course of time. We have grown each year. Each year, the show, since it became the Talking Mets podcast in 2016, it's grown and taken a next step, and this was the next logical step. So hopefully you understand that. Of course, you could always email me if you have other questions or concerns. MikeSilva@TalkingMetsPodcast.com, no G. Now, as far as awareness, this I think is really going to be cool, because we've already seen new listeners over the last 24 hours or so. The Rising Apple blog, Fansided, Mets blog over there, if you go to risingapple.com, it's a very popular website. They already have a couple of writers over there that are up providing content daily. We are now syndicated on the Rising Apple blog. So you could go there, you could click on the app, the player that's over there at Rising Apple blog. You can listen to the Talking Mets podcast. Our last, a review of Once Upon a Time in Queens is up there. So we're already seeing new listeners. And that's what this is going to ultimately be about. We want more people to listen to this show, have it grow, have more people engage in this, engage in the content, interact, and continue to build this community and become, solidify ourselves as truly the most independent, balanced, and sensible voice in the New York Mets media, whatever sphere you want to say, blogosphere, media sphere, whatever you want to say. Hopefully, this will be an easy transition. It might take a couple of days. There should be no reason to switch feeds or providers. Just stay where you are. You know, what I do encourage you is to make sure you remember TalkingMetsPodcast.com. No G. I know right now it's redirecting you to Apple Podcast. We're hoping to have some kind of splash page up there that'll give you updates so that in case there are problems, you can't get updated shows, you'll know where to go. We don't want to make this difficult. We know how hard it is and how difficult it is once you're in somebody's feed to transition. So we're working on that. Whether it's Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, whatever podcasting service you desire, we want you to be able to listen to the Talking Mets podcast there and the transition to be seamless. So again, risingapple.com, go check it out. Fansided, great stuff going on over there. The Talking Mets podcast is syndicated over there. And I want to thank everybody for your support. Could not have done this without you. Now sit back, give me a few days to transition, and we'll get back. There's plenty to talk about. Mets are winding down their season, disappointing season. Plenty to talk about. The fun is just beginning. Hope to hear from you soon. And let's get back to Talking Mets baseball over at www.talkingmetspodcast.com.